This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, keeping us free and safe. Remember, to everybody working out there on the Third Watch, we want to thank you for keeping America rolling along, especially our America's truck drivers out there, the men and the women, coast to coast, border to border, getting the job done. Now follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler, the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And joining us right now with the anticipation of the crowd waiting on the front porch, guess what? Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com. Good morning, Mr. Frank. Yes, they are ready. They've been out there for an hour. They've been accumulating, and they're going to leave just as fast as they showed up. There they go.
They are diligent. I'll tell you that.
That was quick. All right, let's say the pledge. You ready?
You got it.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, liberty, and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Frank, Biden came to South Florida yesterday, stopped by the condo, talked to the first responders, talked to the victims' families. I get it. He understands. He's had some tragedy in his life and knows what it's like to lose somebody. But you just have no idea, even seeing a building like this up close, you have no idea what it is that really happened, because the people that died, and I believe they're all dead, I don't think you're going to find anybody alive in this one. The people that have died can't talk. And all we can do is get the solid, concrete facts before we open our mouths and render any opinions.
Well, and that's where Biden's not a monster. He's an ideologue. Uh-huh. He's a political opportunist and an ideologue. Tragedy is tragedy. You have to put things aside for it. Investigations will happen. We'll try to figure it out. I beg everybody not to jump to conclusions and don't go to conspiracy theories. Let the facts play out. Let the investigations happen. But what you saw yesterday was politics taken aside, and I have to applaud Governor DeSantis for not making this political.
Right.
You know, when Donald Trump went places, when natural disasters happened, politics didn't take a back seat. People who were local were playing politics, and it was actually quite sick. So to both of them, they acted like adults, which is awesome to see in a day when a lot of politicians act like children.
Yeah, and the problem we got with this is we have Debbie Wasserman Schultz, who is down the line. part of that building is in her district, not the whole area, but just happens to be in her district, and she's been there. Well, I did this, and I did that, and I got on the horn, and I blah, blah, blah. She didn't do anything. The protocol is such that the mayor starts it. It goes to the governor, and then the governor goes from there. And the governor was on the ball right off the bat, got things going, immediately reached out within 2 hours to the federal government, got all the okays and all the things in place to get going. Then Biden the next day declared it a disaster. And then when he came in yesterday, he tried to make it sound like as if, well, look what I did. Look what I did. And I hate it when they do that. I just hate it. You still there? Where'd he go? You still there?
Hello.
There you are. Hello.
Yeah, there you go.
Right.
You know, that's when they come down and you jam a camera in a politician's face, they're prone to gloat. Debbie Wasserman Schultz had nothing to do with it. She should have been there because it's in her district. It's her job to be there because she represents the people there. You know, but again, I'm going back with the overall feel of it. I don't care about Debbie Wasserman Schultz. She's a partisan politician.
Yep.
And I thought Biden didn't do a bad job. You know, it could have been a lot worse.
Yep.
So, again, I wait until the facts come out. I'm glad they acted like adults instead of children, and we move on.
All right, let's go to the line real quick. Okay, Ian, I got about a minute. What's on your mind?
I got a couple comments and a suggestion, and you guys ain't going to like it, and I'm not trying to antagonize it, but I'm going to speak my mind. Number one, I'm surprised the media didn't blame Trump for that building coming down over there in Berkshire. Number two, we will not tire. We will not falter. We will not fail. Well, guess what? We tired, we faltered, and we failed in Afghanistan against the war on terror, and you need to get the war criminal Bush off of your radio program, because he lied us into that war, and he did not prosecute it successfully. And number three, we should have nuked them with atomic weapons right after 9/11 instead of falling into their sand trap, which is exactly the way the Arabs and the Muslims fight. We took their bait. We walked right into a GD trap thanks to the war criminal Bush. Thanks, bye. Get rid of Bush.
He's talking about my intro.
Yeah,
the reason that's there is because of the World Trade Center.
Yeah, on the other side, I want to address that because I disagree.
Oh yeah,
with
we will, because you're barking up the wrong tree. That's why it's there, the World Trade Center, and it is what it is. Okay, we'll be right back with Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and don't forget, this show is all about we the people, so Ian had a chance to speak his mind. You don't have to agree with him. But we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
Why should I do it? Why should I do it?
Attention Americans with an IRA or 401k. This is a message from the desk of Chuck Norris. It reads, fellow Americans, today we are facing uncertain times, higher taxes, higher inflation, higher government spending, and higher debt. As a result, millions of Americans could see their life savings disappear. Now, I worked hard for my money, and I've worked even harder to keep it. And there's a small secret I learned along the way to keep Uncle Sam's hands out of my pocket. Let me show you right now. Pick up your phone and call 866-967-2808 and speak to a professional at Gold Co. to get a free copy of my 2021 special report. That's 866-967-2808. Call now and you'll learn the simple steps I took to protect myself. Now is not the time to sit back. It's time to fight back. Call 866-967-2808 and ask for my 2021 special report. If you don't fight for your money, who will? Call 866-967-2808 now.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
All righty, this portion of the program brought to you by my friends at Moss Nissan. Remember, Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, and hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean at Moss Nissan asking me to meet with one of my listeners that just bought a brand-new Nissan. Now, it's amazing how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida and Tampa Bay, and Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricey customer service. It all starts with Moss Care that gives you many miles of carefree motoring with free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle when you buy one at Moss, used or new. Now, you can't beat the selection. At Moss, over 800 new and pre-owned vehicles. And guess what? Clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale price. They are up about 20%. Your car may be worth a lot more money than what you think right now. You might be able to trade it in or sell it and get enough money to turn around and get another one of your choice and have some extra money to, I don't know, go take a vacation or something. You can upgrade your ride and have more money in your pocket. Now, remember, Moss Nissan, whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. Don't forget to check out the Rogue, the hottest SUV in the market. Now, their locations in Crystal River, Newport Richey, Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa, and online at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. And remember, the You Serve, You Save program, where all active-duty military, veterans, and first responders, along with church pastors, get great deals on your vehicles. Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. All right, back to Frank Salvato from UndergroundUSA.com. And, Frank, you wanted to finish what we just heard from Eon?
Yeah, I disagree fundamentally with some of the things that he said. As far as going in there with vicious power, yeah, we should have. I'm one of those people who believes that if we would have gotten in and gotten out and lit the candle over there, that the world would be a different place because they would say, wow, I guess you don't hit the U.S. where they live.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm one of those guys. But as far as calling Bush a war criminal, it's a pretty hefty charge because nothing he did was a war crime. If you remember, Congress gave him the thumbs up to go into Iraq, and Iraq is a different story.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, the mission was we stay there until we get the people responsible. So if you want to say we overstayed our time in Afghanistan, you've got to lay it at the feet of Barack Obama.
That's right.
Under Obama is when we got bin Laden. If that was the mission, then we should have left. We should have been withdrawing under Obama,
mm-hmm.
who, you know, he was there for 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, let's be truthful about that. So as far as Iraq, if you go back to listen to General George Sata, who in the beginning, before we even went into Iraq, said, you know, they're moving their stuff.
Yeah.
They're moving it into Syria.
Mm-hmm.
And then you fast forward to the Syrian civil war where they found armaments from Iraq, chemical weapons armaments that they used on their own people, by the way.
Yes.
You know, with Iraqi markings on them, that turned out to be true. If we would have listened to him, that we probably, and if the UN would have allowed it to happen sooner, we would have caught them with their pants down.
Mm-hmm.
So war criminal, that's an unsubstantiated charge that I find to be a little bit shocking coming from Ian. And as you pointed out, and this is the truth, that was said directly after 9/11, and I defy anyone
mm-hmm.
to tell me that he didn't say the right thing to a wounded country
mm-hmm.
as we tried to get back on our feet from one knee after 3,000 people died.
Yep.
He said exactly the right thing.
Yep.
He brought us together, and for a very small moment, America was united, and the world mm-hmm. was saying, hey, what can we do to help you?
And I was
so
there.
Ian, mm-hmm. sorry about the, you know, war mm-hmm. criminal. I'm not signing on to that.
No.
You're ashamed of yourself.
No, and I was there when he said it, okay, in front of all the firefighters at the World Trade Center. I was there. That's why it's there. That's why it's not going anywhere, because I lost a lot of brothers and sisters that day, and that's what I choose to remember and honor their memory. That's why it's there. I use the word honor. Anybody that doesn't think any different or thinks differently about that, you're entitled to your own opinion. You are not entitled to your own facts.
Yeah, it's easy to look in hindsight and mm-hmm. throw labels at people,
mm-hmm.
you know. But when you look at the facts about and Afghanistan and Iraq are two separate things.
Mm-hmm.
Afghanistan, the mission was we are going to get the people who did this here, and we did. But not until the next administration. So we were there until bin Laden was dead.
Yep.
And as far as Iraq, you know, a war criminal, then you better frog march Congress out and frog march the UN out too. Because we went with what we knew, and the people who were bringing intelligence to the President of the United States didn't listen to the people who knew what was going on over there.
Mm-hmm. Now, let's talk about the Supreme Court, which delivered a major win yesterday for Republicans in a voting rights case about the Arizona ballot harvesting, which was a devastating Democratic election move. Now, you know, this opens the door right now for California, who has the same law, I might add, Arizona copied the California law, and Georgia, who is doing the same thing, does it not?
Yeah, but I don't think we'll see California do anything until you get a more conservative governor over there. Newsom's going to say it was a travesty and a chills voting and everything else. Tom Cotton was right. Ballot harvesting in and of itself it invites voter fraud. But when political activists are doing it, it promotes voter fraud. So if you can't get off your butt one day out of every two and one day out of every four to exercise a freedom that people stood in line getting purple fingers for out in the Middle East while terrorists noted their name, then you're a coward and you're a lazy ass.
Mm-hmm.
And this idea that we have to have a month worth of voting and then a week after the election to accept ballots that nobody could find the time to actually cast in time.
Right.
How lazy are we? It's election day.
If you're not going to be able to make an election day, you've got absentee voting protocol. Let's stop being a bunch of weak-kneed, milquetoast snowflakes that need to have everything spoon-fed to us. Mm-hmm. You want to stop voter fraud? It's called election day. Show up.
Now, by the way, did you hear about the judge that ordered the Minnesota Police Department, or Minneapolis, sorry, Minneapolis Police Department to hire more police?
Well, I don't know if the judicial branch there isn't overstepping its bounds.
Well, maybe.
A little bit.
Maybe, but they told the city that they need to do that and ordered the police to go ahead and do it.
Whoever the judge was, you better start looking into him, and the next time he's up for a reaffirmment to the bench, you might want to challenge that a little bit. We've got a problem in this country with litigating everything and the judicial branch being over-politicized. Judges don't have, you don't get to just come out of nowhere with a ruling to say hire a policeman. It's not your job, judge.
Yeah.
Sorry. I mean, they may need more cops, and, you know, he may be right, but that's not your gig.
Now, can you stick around another segment? Because I want to ask that right away here.
Yeah, you bet.
All right, because I want to talk to you about Elsa. Not Elsie, not the ice cream, but Elsa, and talk a little bit about preparation for that, because we got something coming our way. We're not sure what it is. Okay, well, Facebook is targeting users as extreme and warning some people that, hey, you might have a friend that's extremist in their views.
Yeah, I'm glad to see Facebook is fully out with adorning the brown shirts of Nazism. You know, this is exactly what the Nazis did in Germany before 1941. It's a, perhaps you should turn in your friends who are extremists, then we can come over there and deal with them appropriately, you
mm-hmm.
see.
Yeah. Yeah, and what did they do with them? They marched them off to the railroad cars, right?
They marched around the rail cars or put them in a ditch and put a bullet in the back of their heads.
Yeah.
This is Zuckerberg's out of his mind. Mm-hmm. He's out of his mind. Turn in your friends who are extremists. That's Nazi stuff.
Well, that's why you and I have gone to places like, let's see, Parler, right?
Well, there's a bunch of other ones. A new one, I think, that Steve Miller came out. It's not Trump's either. Trump's isn't out yet. But the new one that Steve Miller and the other
Getter.
Trump...
It's called Getter. Getter.
Yeah, and right now they're having the same problem that Parler had in the beginning.
Yes,
so
they are.
So many people trying to register, they're frozen. So.
Yeah, I went over there. I got in. I registered. But guess what? It won't accept me because it didn't send me the code I needed to have to verify that it was me.
Yeah, so it's gonna take some time to get people through that bottleneck. They'll get there, and like I said, this is Steve Miller and other Trumpites. It's not the one that Trump keeps talking about.
All right, hold your thought, and folks, we'll be right back with more with Frank Silvato from the UndergroundUSA.com website. Go over there, check him out. He's got a great little podcast over there, and he writes a lot of articles over there, and they're all over the place. You'll see more, and we'll be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
You
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The Supreme Court voted Thursday 6-3 to allow Arizona's voter integrity laws to stand. Justice Samuel Alito wrote, "Preventing voter fraud, for example, is a strong and entirely legitimate state interest." Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich, who argued the case, tells Fox News it's about getting the election results correct.
The Constitution, federalism, election integrity have to mean something. And the U.S. Supreme Court held that states can enact common sense election integrity measures to protect the ballot and protect the process.
Justice Elena Kagan criticized the court for remaking Section 2 with this decision and said Congress has the authority to decide whether there is no longer a need for the measure. The Boy Scouts of America has reached an $850 million settlement with more than 60,000 men who sued the Boy Scouts over alleged sexual abuse by adults in scouting over several decades. This is USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
All right, thank you very much, Mr. Announcer Guy. By the way, got two great announcer guys in this portion of the program this morning. Frank Silvato and Kyle Warren, both regular contributors to the program and longtime contributors. Now, this part of the program brought to you by our friends at Everglades Equipment Group. Remember, Everglades Equipment Group has four stores around the state of Florida within the sound of my voice right now that can hear what I'm saying about them on our affiliates that are here in Florida. Now, I will tell you this. The one that's right here closest to me over in Pinellas Park at 114th Street, I know personally that not only do they have reliable equipment and fair prices, but they will go out of their way to fix something and make sure it's fixed right the first time around. You take a lawnmower in there. You take a tractor in there. You take a push mower in there, whatever needs to be fixed, they'll get it done. It's that simple. And they're very reasonable, too, and when it comes to their labor prices. Now, Everglades Equipment Group is a John Deere dealer, and nothing runs like a deer, right? So, again, check them out. Reliable equipment, fair prices, and extraordinary service. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that's the little light at the end of the candle that makes it a lot easier for you. And nothing runs like a deer, and that would be one from Everglades Equipment Group. Okay, Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com is back with us. Thanks for sticking around, Frank.
Mr. Captain.
All right. Now, We talked briefly about the judge in Minneapolis. Obviously, we've got other things going on. For example, it was decided yesterday in California that the recall election has been scheduled for September the 14th. And it looks like as if, I don't know how many candidates you're going to have, because you can apparently elect a governor right off a recall. That's my understanding. Is that correct?
That's what I understand as well. That's California election law. I know that they were just, he just signed something in that was going to expedite this thing. It was supposed to happen earlier in September, but it's September. He's still got dismal approval ratings. The thing here is, do you want to elect a governor on maybe 15% of the vote? Don't dilute the infield. You know, not everybody in the world should be running for things. This is the same problem I have with national parties and the presidential elections. You don't have a stage with 27 people to debate on. Do your due diligence and start forming behind the strongest candidate so you can have a choice of maybe one or two or three. You know, so you can have a strong governor when you do the recall. I firmly believe that Gavin Newsom will be recalled, and even Democrats there are up in arms with his hypocrisy and his duplicity when it came to his COVID stuff. And now that he's throwing everything about freedom into the mix, he's showing that he's just a political opportunist. They should have known this from when he was mayor of San Francisco and not elected a governor, but I guess it's just a nice day at the beach out in California all the time.
All right, now you wrote an interesting article, or at least there's an interesting article on the undergroundusa.com website that says, file under you can't make this up. Now traffic accidents are racist.
Yeah, you had a liberal professor from, I believe it was Connecticut, and someone from a liberal think tank who crunched the NTSB numbers about accidents and came up with the number that there was a 23% rise in minority accidents last year, and therefore traffic accidents have a systemic racism about them. Give me a break. You know, you and I don't even think we can count the number of traffic accidents we responded to during our firefighter and paramedic careers.
Oh God.
You know, the one thing I can tell you about a traffic accident, or a couple things about the causes, is the offending driver usually wasn't paying attention.
Right.
Or they were trying to circumvent a traffic control device. Yeah. Rarely was it a malfunction in the car.
Yeah.
But it wasn't about racism. It wasn't about gender. It wasn't about religion.
Nope.
It wasn't about your identity.
Nope.
It was because somebody wasn't paying attention when they were driving. Mm-hmm. So this racism charge everywhere we go. I'm surprised there aren't people picketing in the supermarket aisle where the toothpicks are because the wood is too white.
Right.
This racist moniker that everybody wants to throw around, you've already diluted the meaning of racism. It means nothing to most people anymore because everything is racist. My computer screen is racist because there's too many white people on it. We've got to stop it.
My pen is racist because it's black with white lettering.
I can't, but, you know, black pens matter, Matt.
I know they do. But let me just tell you something here. You're talking about traffic accidents. What we found was when we'd run into a drunk driver and they would hit somebody, 9 times out of 10, the drunk driver was hardly hurt at all, and they would wind up, in some cases, killing people.
Yeah, it's because the drunk driver is very relaxed when the impact happens. Everybody else, when they have that split second before they see it coming, which is about 80% of the time, to stiffen up. As soon as you stiffen up, you actually facilitate the breaking of bones and the tearing of ligaments and all the rest. So, yeah, the drunk drivers, they just bounce around the inside of the car like a rag doll and survive well.
All right, before we get into talking about Tropical Storm Elsa, which is probably going to be a hurricane very shortly, How about this Trump org and CFO who pled not guilty yesterday to all charges? I'm being told by the legal people and a lot of people that called in today and chimed in the chat room that this is stuff that literally never would have got charged of anybody because the tax laws are very difficult to try to figure out.
This is a bald face. This is political persecution. This is the kind of stuff they do in the Soviet Union. This is the kind of stuff they do in Venezuela and in China. If a leader leaves office and the people in the Politburo didn't care for him, they find a way to charge him with a crime.
Mm-hmm.
They're going after Trump because they want to keep him busy. They don't know whether he's going to run in 2024 or not. So, you know, and they want to exact a penalty because he didn't play ball the way politicians are supposed to play ball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this is prosecutorial misconduct as far as I'm concerned. And the prosecutor, if the Bar Association in New York was worth anything, and with their suspension of Giuliani's license, we know they're not.
Yeah.
You know, they should be protesting this prosecutor. So the legal profession has a lot of issues today when it comes to being overly politicized and very cronyistic.
Yeah. All right, let me get this out there. I got to talk about this. Tropical Storm Elsa is a real storm bearing down on Florida. It looks like all the entire peninsula of Florida is covered under something that's going to happen next week, Monday and or Tuesday. And there's a risk of storm surge, wind, rainfall impacting the Florida Keys and portions of the Florida Peninsula early next week. However, the forecast is very uncertain and remains larger than usual because of Elsa's potential interaction with the Greater Antilles this weekend. But everybody in Florida needs to be paying attention to this, correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I'm looking right at the predictions from NOAA right now.
Yep.
And by Sunday night, Monday morning, it should be right about you. And it's all going to depend on what happens when it hits
right.
when it hits the Gulf coming over Cuba. But you're going to get tropical force winds there Monday. So.
Yep. Yep. And we've already got winds up to 60 miles an hour. They've jumped 20 miles an hour overnight. And depending on whether or not this goes over land or stays a little bit more out to sea, we could have a Cat 1 hurricane coming into the Gulf with the warmer water, and we all know what happens then.
Yeah, and if it veers just a little bit off the coast, you're going to be on the whip side.
That's
and
right.
You know what that means for storm surge.
Boy, do
so
I.
People on the West Coast especially, be prepared. You know, this is we're in hurricane season, so be prepared.
Yeah, and if you haven't bought your supplies already, go out and do it today. Today.
Yeah, because after the weekends, it'll be a little bit too late.
Oh, yeah, and they won't be getting deliveries either. It'll be a holiday weekend. It'll be tough to get deliveries. Mm-hmm.
Yep, and everybody's already shopped for the holiday weekend. So go out and get to, make a point of it.
Yep, and I can't wait to try my new generator. Because I'm pretty sure I might need it.
Well, you're gonna get wet.
All right, well, Frank, you have yourself a great weekend. We'll talk on Monday, and we'll see where Elsa is. But I'm sure we're going to have a lot more to talk about when it comes to what's going on with everything that we mentioned earlier. Have a great weekend. Happy Independence Day, Frank.
Happy Independence Day. Stay
low, my friend. All right, I'll be right back with Patrick Hyland, the Sports Zone quarterback. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com. And discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com. That's soupbeansurvival.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, and before I get to Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback, I got to tell you, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. And Dominic's Blinds will be bringing you my call-ins from the Trump rally on Saturday. You'll hear me talking about them, that I'm here being brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. So make sure you stop by and tell them thank you for what you're going to hear on this radio station, AM 930, The Answer, down there, your local conservative, all news, all talk, all the time down there in Sarasota. Now, all their blind shades and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They happen to be a Hunter Douglas dealer, too. And unlike the big box stores, they will deliver and do on-site installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs, too. So, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And remember, you can always call her at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service or stop by the store. Now, remember, all military and first responders also get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Once again,
the phone number to call, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. All right, well, here he is, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. Good morning, Mr. Sports Zone.
Good morning, America. Yes, sir.
Well, you got to get that right. You got to get that right. It's good morning, America. All right, now let's talk about what's about to take place tonight. I think there's a hockey game up here in Montreal.
You are correct, sir. Tampa Bay Lightning will be up in Montreal, and Montreal will have its head coach back after the COVID-19 issue. So we'll see if Montreal can get in the win category. This is pretty paramount for them. They go down 3-0 tonight. The series is pretty much over. I can't see them winning four in a row, especially as hot as Tampa Bay is and as well as they play at home. So that will be very interesting. This should be a big game. Montreal could pull it off tonight. We shall see. I would like to see them come back to Tampa Bay and play a fifth game at least.
Well, yeah.
I don't like to see a sweep. Yeah. I don't like to see a sweep in anything. It just takes away from the whole.
No, I would love to see them come back here and win the cup back in Tampa, because that would be, you know, for all the fans that have been there, it's a whole lot better than coming back and saying, oh, look, we won. Here's the cup. No, let's do it here.
Yes. Right there on the ice, have everybody celebrate. It'd be great. The NFL, the Washington football team. Still tough to say that, Captain, but
yeah.
I'm working on it.
Yeah, how much money did they get fined?
$10 million.
Wow.
You can't act silly there anymore. This isn't the good old boy network anymore. You know, act like a gentleman, and you'll be respected like a gentleman, and you're going to hire, you know, people that are different than you, then guess what? You have to talk different to them. So, anyway, they'll hopefully learn their lesson there. Last night in the NBA, was a decent game between the Bucks and the Hawks, our friends up there in Atlanta. It was a good game. They didn't have the star player, Captain. So, Trae Young wasn't there for Atlanta, and they got beat by the Bucks. So, Milwaukee's looking good. Could be a Milwaukee and Phoenix Suns NBA championship.
That could be interesting. I forgot to ask you about football. Aaron Rodgers, any movement there?
No. Still soap opera. That's about it there. So we'll see what comes about that. This kid Tyler Reddick, he switched to NASCAR a little bit. He's sponsored by the old Cheddar's Kitchen. And I think it could be something special this weekend. We shall see. So NASCAR could be a lot of fun. Eric Amarillo from Tampa Bay area, he's starting to race a little bit better. So we'll see if maybe he can, win one here. Cal Larson, though, has just been so good. So it's going to be very tough for anybody to really do much there. But the track house was purchased by Chip and Lindsay's racing NASCAR operation, which was kind of unusual to see happen. But, we'll see if that helps them out. It's amazing, speaking about people that own Joe Gibbs, who owns his own racing.
Uh-huh. Let me ask you a question about baseball.
Oh, go for it.
Major League Baseball's batting average has jumped 7 points since the crackdown by the commissioner's office on the foreign substances used by the pitchers. Who would have thunk it? Not me.
Oh, sure, Cap. Because now that you take off putting the foreign substance on the ball, you don't get the same spin rate. So when you don't have the spin rate on the ball, it's not going to move as much. So the hitters are going to be able to get the bat on the ball. Now, if they don't allow that to happen, they're not going to. It's just funny how they let steroids happen now. Let steroids happen. Once you have something put on the ball and kind of look the other way, now not. As soon as it changes the complexity of the game, they don't want to do it. And they're starting to suspend the guys now, too. I mean, 10 days for Hector Santiago for having foreign substance for the Seattle Mariners.
Uh-huh.
Gregory Santos got suspended 8 games for a positive test of, Stanozol. Steroid, banned substance.
By the way,
I don't know if that's it.
By the way, some college football news. Mark Wright, the longtime coach there at Georgia, and now he's over. Where is he now? He's over at Miami, right?
Mark Wright, yeah, he was with Georgia, then Miami, okay. And now he is technically retired, but he has his hand in it.
Well, he's got Parkinson's. He's been diagnosed with Parkinson's. He just announced it.
That's a shame. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, Mark's a good guy. That's a terrible disease. Real nice guy. He backed up Jim Kelly at the University of Miami, and then he went and coached up at Florida State under Bobby Bowden and as an offensive coordinator and became the head coach with the Georgia Bulldogs, and then he was finished up as the head coach for the Miami Hurricanes. Well, they're making strides on that disease, and hopefully our thoughts and prayers with him and his family. He went back to his alma mater and tried to get that organization back up and running there, and they're doing some things. Speaking about college football, Kevin, before we have to say goodbye, do you have any problem with the kids making money off their name?
No.
Good. Neither do I.
No.
A long time ago.
You want to sell your autograph? Sell it.
Right on, Captain.
But don't go out there and be a Pete Rose and go somewhere to a shopping center and set up a table and ask $10 a shot, you know. I mean, if somebody wants to come up to you and they say, hey, man, I'll give you $5 for your autograph, fine, go ahead and do it.
Right. All right, Captain. Yeah, I know our time is up, so thank you as always. And please catch our show this Sunday, special July 4th show from 11 to 12 on this station on this Sunday from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m., and we'll be talking more sports. Thanks a lot, Captain. God bless you. Have a wonderful day and weekend, and be safe. And as you love to say, stay low out there for the July 4th.
Yep. Happy Independence Day.
Amen, brother.
All right.
Thank you, Captain.
Yep. See you soon. All right. Patrick Hyland, everybody, the insurance quarterback from the Sports Zone. And here's what he does.
Hey, everybody. It's the Captain, and I'm here with the Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland. And he can certainly help out our civilians and vets. Patrick, it's Medicare time again.
Yes, sir, Captain. I can help get folks 144 put back in their checking account from the Medicare Department. Give me a call, 813-966-1052. That's Patrick Hyland, 813-966-1052.
Remember, that's my friend Patrick Hyland, the Medicare coach, 813-966-1052, 813-966-1052.
Alrighty. Tomorrow, Saturday, down there, Robarts Arena, Donald Trump comes to town. Now, the rally will start at 2 p.m. There'll be an area where there'll be merchandise for sale. They'll have music. They'll be doing a lot of things outdoors to begin with. Before they move indoors, where there's only 5,000 people that can sit inside Robarts Arena. So this is going to be an indoor-outdoor deal where they'll have the jumbotrons outside for people to watch, as well as around the corner and whatnot. I'm sure it's going to be a big crowd. Matter of fact, I know it's going to be a big crowd. They got way too many tickets out than what they have spaces, but that's the way it is, and... All I can tell you is I will be there. I'll be easy to spot because I'll be walking around with my my AM 930 shirt on. AM 930 The Answer, because we're going to be representing the local station down there that we're on, 930, Salem Media Group, out of Salem Media Tampa. And I'll have a recorder, a headphone, and a microphone with a flag on it. And if you want to be on the radio... And have a good time. You can walk up to me and I'll get you on the radio. Otherwise, I'll be walking around looking for you. So, have a great day. For those of you that won't hear me on the weekend, I hope you have a great Independence Day. I'll be back again tonight with a weekend edition and Monday morning with the Independence.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.